machine.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Evil has stepped out of the shadows now, hasn't it? You now stand face to face with it. The fact that so many people still flat out refuse to acknowledge the elephant in the living room, to me, exemplifies just how deeply the human psyche has been spellbound, and also how human beings will do anything, even die, to avoid facing the dark side of themselves. So now, when the refusal to do that confronts them in real time, in physical reality, what do? Well, let's see. They go into denial, they ignore it, they point fingers and cast blame, they seek external rescue, they obey every fucked up mandate, and most crucially, they enter into a cognitive state of fear. My God, if people only understood who they truly are, they would realize that there is nothing to ever fear. If you look deeply at this mess that we are in, you see that it's fear that compels people, that motivates them, that controls them. Their entire existence is built around fear. What kind of reality is that? That's not living, that's just dying slowly in servitude. We're enslaved by our own perceptual illusions, and fear is the greatest illusion. That is how people are kept blind and ignorant. Listen, folks, this is our last chance to get it right. Perhaps I'm wrong, but I feel that humanity as a species on this planet at this time has a monumental decision to make, and that if we don't choose wisely and correctly, we are done here. Extinction of an entire species, the human species, stares us in the face, and if you still can't see that at this point, then you are completely lost. You're delusional. Now, if you can logically see the truth in that statement, but you just don't care because you're comfortable in the moment, then you are more lost than those who are too stupid to notice it, because you are intelligent enough to recognize it, but as long as you have yours, then why should you give a shit, right? Okay, fine, but you are about to fall the hardest because your illusion is based upon a false construct of ego worship, and that, my friend, is a satanic mindset. And you, before all others, are about to have your entire world shattered to pieces. It's all crumbling down now, and guess who will be there to help you pick up your shattered remnants? No one. Nobody will be there to comfort your devastated ego. You see, your hubris and false pride will consume you and break you into nothingness, and you know what? You deserve it. You will suffer in direct proportion to your denial of conscience, your refusal to see things as they are, your unmitigated arrogance, and your complete disregard for anything that doesn't affect your tiny little experience personally. The higher the ego has been exalted, is the harder it will fall, and when all that remains is a broken mess of what you thought you were, and you cry out for sympathy, the only place you're going to find it is in the dictionary, right between shit and syphilis. The true solution lies in the confrontation of one's own darkness and the reconciliation of the internal split. Currently, there is an economic and a psychological war against humanity. Now, coordinated insurrectionist organizations are attempting to destroy America from within. Because so many of the youth have been mind-raped in the schools and universities, they are historically ignorant and cannot see it repeating and unfolding right before their very eyes. This is a plan that has been in the works for a very long time, and now that the technology has advanced to the point that it has, humanity as a whole, the entire species, stands on the cusp of entrance into post-humanism. The globalist occult network that operates behind the thrones of power have a very twisted vision for humanity that they are putting into practice. The intention is to merge silicon with carbon, man with machine, and this is not some wild science fiction fantasy. This is here now. We are in the transhuman phase. Do you think that 5G is being implemented simply to increase bandwidth? If you do, you are terribly naive. It's a surveillance grid system being erected to create a digital prison. Oh, but faster download speeds. Well, glory fucking be. the population has been placed into a state of fear with the highly politicized, media-driven, hyped pandemic being used to wage economic warfare and to fast-track a vaccine to market, which droves of people in their fear-based state of consciousness will rush to get injected with. This goes hand in hand with the transhuman agenda because the idea is to genetically modify human beings. The technology being used for this agenda is called recombinant RNA technology and has never been tested on humans. One company that is developing these vaccines is called Moderna, which is based in Massachusetts, and their own studies even show that this technology has the potential to alter the DNA permanently. As crazy as this sounds to the average TV-watching normie, the goal is to create genetically modified cyborgs in a matrix run by artificial intelligence. Doesn't that sound lovely? Could it be that we are on the verge of some sort of transformation, some sort of evolutionary change? Let's face it, the powers that be go to great lengths to stifle human potential. They are afraid of something. What we are seeing occur in this year from hell are acts of desperation. They are creating the chaos from which they can build their new order. Is it hopeless? I don't think so. If individuals take back their right to think for themselves and free their own consciousness, stop complying with evil, and recognize their eternal, infinite selves, then perhaps we may initiate a perceptual shift that will push us forward in our conscious evolution. Spiritually and cognitively empowered human beings are a force to be reckoned with. Positive change will always come from the inside. All of this externalization and belief in authority has to come to an end. There is no political solution to this problem. This is an inside job. Aligning one's perceptions with universal law is probably a good place to start. Getting rid of the fear of speaking out is another good idea. Are you afraid that people will think of you as crazy? Who cares? For all of the normies that will write you off as a conspiracy nut, you may reach one or two and start a ripple effect like pebbles in a pond. Let me tell you something. A person's failure to be informed does not make you crazy. I think desire and intention are immensely powerful forces, and that if we get rid of the idea of hopelessness, we have an opportunity to create a new experiential reality. It's certainly worth a shot, isn't it? I don't think we will get another chance. If humanity allows the Dark Ones to fully implement this plan, we won't be quite human anymore. Withdraw your consent. Walk in your fire. Make the word no a primary part of your vocabulary. Connect with others and anchor a new frequency. Take some time to recognize beauty. Realize that regardless of what is manifesting on the physical plane, this is an energetic war. It's a battle of souls. The realm of thought is the causal plane of manifested reality, so it is there that we must initiate the change we wish to see in the world. The ego must be made a servant. The false king must be dethroned. We are a deeply traumatized species, and that needs to be healed. We've been bullied long enough, and now is the time to say no more. I think America is on the front lines. If she topples, Western civilization will follow. I choose not to comply with slavery. The chains have weighed heavy on us for long enough. What a time we find ourselves within, eh? It's humanity's last stand. Walk in peace.